It's showtime, folks. Join us in welcoming the extraordinary psychic Kat as she takes the stage for the Intuition Hour. Get ready to explore the unseen realms and unlock the secrets of the universe.
Everyone, and happy Monday. Welcome. I am so excited to be with all of you today. You're listening live to the Intuition Hour. My name is Kat Nicholson. I am really, really excited to spend this hour with you. For those of you listening for the first time, we have a Facebook page. It is titled 1-2 Radio. You're welcome to come on in at any time. I'm laughing because technology cracks me up some mornings. Today is definitely exciting. It is February the 3rd. I'm definitely tripping over my words already. I am excited because Jupiter is going to go direct. I know in one of my favorite signs, of course, Gemini, and I, at the time, you know, I will say this for a few moments. I want to thank Mark Husson. He has been extremely supportive of coming back to class. My return to 1-2 Academy is very, very important. It's been a really long time that I was able to get a grounded sense of things as far as teaching and being called to teaching in a more consistent way. And, you know, we learn over time. Part of what you all do and part of what we realize maybe through years, I'm 4 decades, so it's a very long journey. And yet it feels like yesterday when I picked up my first deck of cards that now look like an old grandma. I'll bring them out again one day to show you. You're going to be shocked when you see what happened to them. But in any case, I know I've shown you along the way, but now it's like really significant. It's almost beyond what I don't know. I don't know what I'm going to do with them yet, but I definitely know we're going to pay them. They're going to visit us soon. In any case, the long and short of it is, I think that we go through phases in our lives. I know you all know what I'm saying. We gain wisdom. We feel more ready or maybe more confident. I think at a certain point, things get knocked or we have a season and a reason for everything we do. And honestly, I've learned in time to not push things or not really profess certain things that aren't there yet, or perhaps listening to your body more. I know all of you will get what I'm saying when I continue to share and say this. I have never felt more ready to be with you. And believe me when I tell you, I think there's moments in time, a lot of what we're going to talk about too, tomorrow night and every Tuesday thereafter, we're going to just feel our way through certain things that we have to learn. And if you want to become a professional intuitive or a professional psychic, I am that is one of my target goals for that group. You all knowing each other is another great goal for that group, or really sharing your stories, your experiences, practicing, realizing that you don't have to feel judged. I think we judge ourselves and then we feel judged by others, and it stops us and it blocks us and prevents us from truly being who we are. And Lord knows we go through that time and time again. This is what happens when we are in synchronicity or perhaps alignment, so to speak, with what's happening, right? And Lord knows as humans, we spend a lot of time not feeling this way, but when it happens, I'm always excited to say it. I forgot about Jupiter pretty much at that time when I was realizing I was channeling all this information. I need to share it somewhere. I have to come back to teach. And then I realized, of course, I picked February the 4th and honestly, Jupiter's going to go direct. And I was laughing because we don't plan these things, but it was a sign for me to go forward and stop holding back and just running with it. So we're going to be over there. We have some great people there. It is busy, but it's going to be great. I am. And the only thing I want to say is it's 70 minutes. It's not 50, but I think the teaching aspect, I'm going to give you guys time to connect and share, and I think it'll be really good. Okay. So without anything else, I did wake up this morning. I felt, you know, I usually feel things a little ahead of time, of course. And I was totally in a place of realizing what was going on this week as far as what I needed to step into. And so I sat and I meditated for a little bit, and I came up with a few messages for you guys because I wanted to just be a little more universal. At first, I want to welcome you to the room here and say good morning to you, but I do have messages for every sign, which I'll, and they're short and sweet because a lot of phrase things were coming up. And it was really, when I looked back at it all, it was about Jupiter going direct for everyone. So we do get to have some fun around it. And it's a very abundant. Now, the thing is, good morning, everybody. Jim, good morning. I'm excited you're coming to class. And Lois, good morning to you. Gail, Pamela, hi. Tara, Maya, you too. Catherine and Suzanne and Quelly, Kelly, Pat, hi. Ms. Perez and Renee, Lynn, nice to see you here as well. Patricia and Maureen, my Jersey girl, you too. I'm so excited. And we will have so much to learn and share, but also to grow through. And it would thrill me more than anything else. At this point, you know, I think it was my daughter who said, Mom, you're not getting any younger. Like, are you going to hoard all your information for the rest of your life and not share? And I guess that kicked my butt into gear. So we're going to have some fun. And I'm really looking forward to it. But let me get these messages for you guys, because sometimes we get into this when spirit is channeled through us, we realize that it has nothing to do with us. And so hopefully some of this will make sense to you. Aries, I was thinking that it's time to get out and about. And you haven't really been in the mood to deal with many. I think you've been on your own, and you can correct me if you think, you know, you chime in and share your experiences. If this is your sign that I'm calling out and I'm saying you really haven't wanted to deal with people lately, but now you will again, and you're coming back out in the world. I also feel that the instruction or the phrase was like, you must connect with others to expand. And so it's like, come on, Aries, get out there and connect with people. You'll have a lot more, many blessings and a lot of things coming your way through others. Okay. Good morning to all of you coming in. I love that you're here. Okay. And if you're not part of the class in real time, we will, of course, I'll send you the recording. Happily, there's going to be a lot of teaching, a lot of me talking, but also hopefully more and more engagement from the crowd as people feel more comfortable to speak or join or ask questions. We use the platform at 1-2 Academy because it keeps everyone safe and it's not intimidating, you know? So please know, I don't expect you to talk in my class. You can lay low. You can ask for a recording just to learn the information that I'm putting out. It's important to me as a shy person to keep some anonymity. And that's why you still, till this day, don't see me on video. But it's really because, to me, it feels almost sacred to be able to keep some of that or keep the connection more sacred. I have connections with people that are so deeply I want to say intimate in a spiritual way or connected where we have never seen each other in person, believe it or not. And so, and yet some of my richest, amazing, when I say rich, I mean morally principles, foundation, the connection between two people is really, really special. And it shows you that spirit is in charge and spirit is guiding the way. So it becomes a more fascinating tie, you know? And so we're going to keep it that way for a little while. I could, in 6 months from now, you could hear me, see me, and you never know what I'm going to do, but
I'm just telling you, my plan is to keep it that way so you all feel safe and protected. And if you want to talk, you can. If you want to stay silent, you also can. So you don't have any pressure that way. You will have pressure to learn. There's no question. Okay. And grow. And that's what I want. Okay. Taurus, you have being more adaptable coming up ahead. You will open more doors. A lot of this is about abundance and self-value. Your personal value is going to, I want to say, expand or explode, because I do believe there are doors opening just by you being willing to bend a little bit and not have any kind of narrow focus on where your abundance can come from, specifically your own personal values. I love that that's coming up for you. I feel excited for you that way, in that you are going to grow by being more adaptable. And I know that's a hard thing, you know, to not stay in one space, or perhaps really feeling safe about that. Okay. So your phrase would be to open to learning and growing. So you're going to prosper through learning or knowledge. Okay. And that is power and empowering. All right. I love that. Patricia, I would love to see you there. Thank you. That's wonderful. And I'm going to be doing February messages also. So, but these are more about Jupiter going direct and phrases, or maybe phases that you can really manifest with and start somewhere, maybe even keep a journal, put this on, put your little phrase on the top of the page and run with it, you know. Of course, Gemini, your luck accelerates because Jupiter is in Gemini and it's going to go direct. There is a lot of growth through curious movement or your curiosity, of course. There are many different ways to get to a finished goal, and I believe that you too will expand as far as your thinking goes. I think growth through change, even though Geminis do get a lot of, I think we get a lot of stuff flung at us for always changing too much. But I know, Jim, for you too, it's really not that true. Some of the stuff that they sling at us. But in any case, who else is a Gemini in here that I could pick on for a minute? It's really, I think sometimes a lot of Geminis that I know, I think depending on how much Taurus or Cancer that you have in your chart, you know, I don't think we're that as changeable as we're accused of. But in any case, I do think right now you have to be more open to that, okay? I believe that with Jupiter, as it was going, you know, as it was retrograding, we kind of did, or at least for myself, I can relate to the message, because I think we did stay in a certain place, or perhaps weren't as willing to make changes as we usually are. And I think it has to do with a little bit of confidence getting kind of put on the back burner. I don't know if you can relate or not, but please do if you are Gemini and you do feel what I'm saying, and I appreciate that. You know, as far as Cancer's concerned, I think listening to the universe, you are going to have spiritual insight beyond what you have had for a very long time. And hearing the universe speak to you, hearing God, whatever your God is inside, like going there and really receiving that insight. I also feel like you are going to have more material blessings by leaning more into your spirituality like you've never seen before. And ironically, getting ready, it kind of resonates, because I know Jupiter this year will go into Cancer also. And so that's like preparing you for more. And I love that for you too. Okay. Leo, the right people appear at the right time. So the phrase was thrive in synergy. You will thrive in everything. Yeah, Gemini rising counts. You got it. Absolutely. Pamela, did you can tell me, you know, did you with Jupiter retrograding, it kind of felt like maybe a little, maybe you weren't willing to step out as much or perhaps connect as much, or maybe, and I know for myself too, in a vulnerable way, I was really picking on myself about like everything, like trying to improve in certain ways, trying to remember that my messages come from the divine. They're not part of who I am. And that's some of the things we're going to talk about, of course, tomorrow night as well. How to get your ego out of the way, how to deliver, messages maybe with more compassion and truth, of course, for that other person, you know, for whoever we're connecting with. So as far as Leos are concerned, getting back to that, I do believe you will thrive in more synergy. And I think for Leos recently, things have felt a little off, and maybe there were misaligned people in your life, or perhaps you're getting rid of some people that no longer want to earn your respect or, you know, trust and things like that. And I do think you're going to be cleaning up your closets a little bit. And I feel like you will align with the right people as well. Virgo, you are going to have some career breakthroughs. There is no doubt about it. I feel really good about that and very strong about that. You are also going to learn how to be more adaptable coming up ahead, and including more flexibility around your time, because I feel like you get set in a schedule or a time, perhaps that keeps you limited in your scope or your beliefs and things like this. So you're going to be definitely learning more versatility, this kind of thing, open to more change, like not being so set in your way, okay? And I do believe that even, and for Libra, I want to move through so I can get some of your questions here. Wisdom is wealth. I do believe you are going to bring some wisdom to the table coming up ahead. Of course, I'm thinking about Maureen. I'm thinking about you. Some of you Libras listening, I always think about John Joseph when I mention the sign of a Libra, but definitely more expansion in every way. Even if you travel and journey in your own mind and you don't want to travel right now at distance, I definitely feel education and experience comes through this. Also learning some foreign culture or something, you know, that kind of expansion is good for you now. So remember, wisdom is wealth. You're bringing it to the table. You're okay. So perhaps I was thinking, okay, well, you're always wise, you know, but sometimes we ignore some of what we know just so we can get what we want or we have. And now you're kind of willing to make little sacrifices because of the wisdom you've gained just to get ahead and to move forward and expand in your life. So I love that for you. Okay. All right. Let's keep going. Scorpio. I do love that you're all coming in the room, and thank you for being here. I see Lori Love is in the room this morning. Lori, good morning. Lori will be coming up at the top of the next hour, so I love that. I'm sure you do also. Joni, good morning to you too. And thank you for that. I wasn't sure. I was like, Joni said she loves when I do these, so I appreciate that. I try to move through them as quickly as possible because I want everyone to gain something from being here. And at the same time, I know you have questions personally that I want to get to, so I appreciate it. You know, your finances for Scorpio are tying to your emotions, and especially right now, trying to have positive approach to things, or maybe thought, thinking about the glass half full instead of half empty, I think is very, very important for you right now. The universe is hearing you. You're rebirthing something within you that states that you will transform again through alignment. You will definitely have more alignment ahead as well, but your beliefs, I'm going to quote Mike Dooley when he says our thoughts become things. Your thoughts are definitely becoming things or not becoming things. So please heed what I'm saying. I think it's very intentional. Your manifesting capabilities are very intentional right now. And believe me when I tell you, please think positive. It's very, very important. It matters emotionally. You do have to keep your closets a little cleaned out, you know, and try to let go and release a little bit of bitterness or whatever it is, projection, fear, all of these things that we know we carry. Definitely going to clean that up. And think more, the more positive you think, the more abundance you're going to create right now. And you know, there are times for everyone that we say this. I could be very general when I say these things, but it's not applying to all of you right now. So don't sit there and say, oh God, I'm never going to be able to. No, I'm just talking to Scorpios about that today. And everyone else, I'm not ruling, you know, it's always good to be a little positive, but we also have to live in our reality, and that's normal too, you know. I feel that very strongly. And let me take a look now. Rebecca, good morning to you. Maureen, thank you for that. I love that. Maureen has so many Scorpios in her life. I'm thinking to myself, you know, as an air sign, you know, I'm surrounded by water too. I am definitely with you on that. So it's very important to try to keep. I've noticed with Scorpio Cancer, of course, Mars retrograde Cancer. We think about the emotions of that. My husband, you know, it's been a very interesting cycle, to say the least. But I think as air, trying to keep everybody out of, how do I say this? I'm not trying to hurt anybody's feelings, but we don't want things to get muddy or mucky. You know, we want to try to keep everyone above board and give them things to look forward to and really embrace that. I'll be very, very excited. And I know you all, come on, we have 20 days left. I'm thinking now I'm counting down to 20. You know, it's serious when I start counting down before 10. But we're going to make it through this Mars retrograde for sure. And look forward to never having to worry. We don't have to worry about cancer for a really long time. I hope, please somebody tell me that, but I'm teasing. We know we don't. And it's a tough one for sure. Emotionally. Okay. I know all of you are going back and exploring certain things within yourselves. And it's been more challenging, I think, to feel more positive, especially with everything going on in the world than it has in years previous. But I'm going to say, and I believe this with all my heart and soul, that this year is going to get better and better with the passing months. And I say for your individual lives, you have to keep what's close to home, close to home. You have to focus there first before you can share everything with others. So that's where we want to begin. And then we have a world out there that's, you know, we know what that is. So we stay and we keep ourselves clear, you know, and first things first, keep your home safe. That's it. And so with that being said, we're going to move on to Sagittarius. Authenticity attracts abundance. So keeping things real, not that you don't on a regular day, because if anybody does, I know when you have something to say, you're going to say it straight up, right? However, with Jupiter going direct, of course, relationships can flourish. False friends will fall by the wayside. You're going to have enough of that. And they just need to go away now. So your phrase would be authenticity. My authenticity attracts. Well, what does it attract? It attracts really more of what you want. And it's so much fun to remember that when we don't ask for anything or we're not expecting anything, which is a big, I think it becomes a responsibility for all of us to not maybe, you know, we think we can't ask for too much, or sometimes it's fun to just not ask for anything and see what the universe wants to give us, see what God wants to gift you with, see what is coming from above, because it's so much fun to just surrender and let it allow for it to come. And believe it or not, those are the moments when miracles are created. So we just never know, you know? Meanwhile, we're all kicking and screaming along the way, and we want what we want. We're very human, but I definitely want to remind you that sometimes not asking is okay too. And so we allow and we open doors that we never thought we could. And so let me move on here. And See who's next. I'm coming in. I'm going to be taking your questions. We only have three more, so we're getting there. We're going to get there very quickly. Okay. Ms. Perez, thank you for that. She said, as a Scorpio, she is finding herself with the glass half empty. I have noticed also, and she said, thanks for the reminder to be more positive. It is very difficult, especially now, you know? And then add the winter blues on top of it. And definitely, I say every month, well, let's just get through this month, and we will, and we have things to look forward to, and start, we can think about the things we have to look forward to, all right? Sharing yourselves and what you have to offer is really what matters. And I believe that we never really realize what our neighbors are going through. We don't realize what our friends are going through. We don't, I think we take a lot of things personally and are learning to take them less personally, considering that other person as well. Capricorn. Very tiny lifestyle changes bring large rewards. So it says it was about optimizing your routine, which is a very Capricorn thing to do in any case. But right now, mastering the details is really going to help you fine-tune your life. And I love that for you. Okay. Aquarius, and for Caps, when we say small lifestyle changes, I was laughing because my Sydney, who's a Capricorn, is really on a path. She's on quite the journey, and it's pretty incredible. But this little meditation, when it said master the details, I was laughing because her small lifestyle change had to do with giving up white rice for carbs, and you would have thought the world was caving in. And so what it reminds me of is that's a, if you knew her at all, you would know that is a very big ordeal for her, and you would think the world was collapsing, you know. And just like all of us, the smallest thing can make us feel like the world is collapsing, but it just seemed to be a lot of heightened drama around the rice, a lot of this, and I was laughing at the small details because it can't get much smaller than that, but it was a big deal. So we never know what's going to trigger someone to upset them so much, to feel deprived or to feel loss or to feel shame or pain or whatever it is. So we have to remember, but the rice is a good, it's a good measure of a tiny detail that can really throw you guys off, you know, or throw all of us off. All right, Aquarius, let's talk to you. Happy birthday, Aquarius. Some of my favorite people were this week, so I just want to say happy birthday to everyone. You know, expressing yourself brings more boost or a lot of boost to your creativity and your romantic life. I do feel that you're going to get a lucky boost, but your inspiration is magical for the people in your lives. And so I feel very, very strongly about that. And I love that it's almost like you're coming out. I feel like I could see a vision of you coming out of the closet in a way of really showing more of yourself and your natural talents and your skills, your gifts, all of this. So this is coming now, okay? So I think inspiration is magic would be your phrase, and I love that. Anything that inspires you inspires others in your lives, and I feel good about that. Okay, let me just go to Pisces, and then we'll come to your questions. All right. Your family and home will expand. So I feel really strongly about that. Maybe adding a family member, maybe adding some space, maybe a larger home, even something like this. But definitely, and some of you will probably want to look at your ancestry a little bit and things like that, because the message was like your roots grow wings. And so I think that roots grow wings. So I'm thinking, how many of you are studying, if there are any Pisces here in the room that are studying anything like this from their history? I think that would really be good to share. But I do think your heritage matters, where you come from matters. connecting with family, maybe long lost family members. I felt that as well. So let's see how that happens. And also, you are inviting abundance by doing so. So basically, the more information you're gaining, I'm going to come to you, Denise, because you are my Pisces. That's where we're going to start. So it's funny that opening to abundance now, you know, there's something about studying and adding that. It's almost like if there's something unknown that you have to know, it helps you soar. If there's something about someone that you are learning about in your family, that helps you. There's like little missing pieces that are filling in, okay? So I love that. Denise says that her heart is with Sydney when it comes to the rice. She's mourning the carbs. It's something, you know, it's kind of amazing that one, and I know for all of us as humans, we are addicted to things. We are habitual by nature. We get used to certain things. And I have had to really put my compassion, only because I could care less if I ever saw a speck of rice again, right? I mean, it's not my thing. Bottom line is, for her, it was a major piece of her, who she, you know, her meals. Like, that's the bottom line. So you have to remember, and it was a good reminder for class, this rice story, because it's really about you, or perhaps relating to other people and what really hurts them, and relating even more to be more compassionate, more understanding. I've had to really dig on this rice story, you know, because even the children in third world countries get there. Like, I heard it all, trust me. So you can only imagine. In any case, Gail says the same. She's a Capricorn. She understands. All right, let me take a look and let me come to who's next. I saw the first question, so I want to come back to it. Everybody's been so patient with my ranting. I'm definitely going to, you know, I'm in the groove of class time. I'm going to probably be eating and breathing it for a minute. And Catherine, thank you so much for the Irish blessings. We all appreciate and value that. And right back to you. All right, let me see who's first here. All right, Maureen's asking for a message for February. Let's take a look. I'm just starting at the top. I need to just get rid of this for a minute. We're going to go ahead and look at a few things for Maureen. You know, honestly, for you, I think you're feeling healing the wounds instead of hiding them, you know, and especially with the children. I think that we go through, and you have gone through, putting everyone first, really being there for others, now focusing on yourself. I think when we learn that as a mother and as with adult children, like you have, obviously, you could be guilted into certain things or whatever. But then you get to the point, and you're at the point now where you're like, you're not guilting me into anything. You know, I'm going to put myself first, and that's the end of it. And so you're going through the transition of that, and I feel that, and I feel really, really good for you moving forward. So definitely you're not hiding from the healing. I do actually feel good news for you coming up ahead. I did pull the Star card, which I love for financial gain. And also, Maureen, the more you get in touch, and I know I have a lot of nerves saying this because it's winter. The more you get in touch with the ground and the earth, nature of some sort, the better you will be. So I'm thinking, even if it's nature meditation, because you can't be outside, it's freezing, whatever, and maybe you'll get a few warm days, early spring days, even though the groundhog said no. I feel that anything that connects you to nature is really the message today for you, because I see really good news coming and your confidence is returning. I feel good about that. I also feel a friendship. Somebody's going to say something like they've missed you, or they miss the connection, or, you know, you're coming into somebody may show up that you haven't heard from in a really long time, this kind of thing. And somebody that really comes and says, look, you know, maybe I've been a little off, but now I want to, you know, make this right, you know. Or maybe somebody felt a little off about something and then they want to come back and make it right like this. So that'll be good as well. Maureen, I also feel a journal could benefit you as well, like for messages, and participating in something heartwarming that you used to do that you no longer do. I don't even care if it's make hot chocolate, but there's something about that, like more playtime, more, but it's richer than like on the surface of playtime. It has more sentimental tone to it is what I'm thinking. Okay. And you come back and share and let me know. That maybe the Scorpio's around you as well. I mean, I do think you're going to come into a better time. And keeping everyone positive, I'm sure, has been difficult. I know they've just been going through a phase for sure. And I could say this with clarity because I have so many of them. And I see a little crack in the egg, like it's breaking open. So things are going to get better and more positive. There's a rebirth to come with the people around you, your Scorpios especially, okay? Okay, let me see who's next. Now, something jumped out at me, which I want to go towards. Carrie said, hi, Kat, we're planning two trips, one in the spring and one in the fall. She doesn't like flying. It's a very challenging time to think about that because, of course, of what's happening in the world of late, but I say this, it was a horrible thing that happened twice, you know, or maybe twice that we know of. But I know this sounds terrible and I don't know how to say it any other way. We're going to look specifically at these two flights. I know you're going to be fine. I could tell by my body reaction first. Statistically, unfortunately, when that happens, statistically, you're actually in a better position than not. And of course, the safety measures that will be increased is number one. Number two, it is a terrible statistic that we have to look at the reality of. So that's another thing. But I know if Mark is or John are listening, I was out at their home visiting once years and years ago. And it was insane because I had this huge fear. Like, this is what happens to me about the flying thing. Long story short is I changed my flight because I knew I shouldn't get on this airplane. And something did happen. It was stupid, but I mean, everybody survived, but it was like something I probably wouldn't have because I'd be passed out, you know, or have a heart attack, whatever. But it was something dumb on the plane and like the tail was on fire, a little fire caught fire, or something crazy, like where everybody had to go out the emergency chutes or later on, whatever it was. It was stupid, but I was petrified and I changed the flight, which I've never, you know. So I'm very keen on all of this with you. And I'm very big on trying to talk people into not I'll make people make a change if I feel weird about it. I've done it before. I'll do it again. You're totally safe. I'm looking now at South Carolina. I feel, you know, Right now, I see your anxiety. Don't be anxious because I know you're okay, but it's easier said than done. So let me just take a peek. It's a big topic close to my heart, though. It's just a fresh topic, and that's why you're scared. But also, I say this too. I'm sure many of you who have traveled and with me knowing, I've always brought this up because Gerald Larson, I don't know if you all remember Gerald, he used to work at One to Listen. She and I used to travel together. And she taught me when I was in the air that Archangel Raphael would straighten the wings anytime I got scared. And honestly, I thought, of course, there were more than one occasion. On more than one occasion, I thought Gerald was crazy, but I loved her to death. And you all know that, literally. She said something. She was a woman of a few words, but when she said it, she meant it. And I believed her, and I believed that. And then it was proven to me in a really crazy way that Raphael straightens out those wings. Many times over now, since I've flown, it really does work, Carrie. And I'm not kidding. I mean, it's kind of a miracle, so I don't want to take away from it. But in any case, Gerald was right, and I give her that forever. And let me just, for a long time after she passed, I was afraid to get in an airplane without her on the ground because I felt, and then I was like, what am I talking about? She's with Raphael and it's fine. So I'm big on that, you know? All right. Let me see how you're going to do here. Looks good. I think you're really nervous, though. I feel you. There's no reason to be afraid. And no, I mean, honestly, I don't know if you thought you were going to like change your trip or something, or was it something delayed or anything like that? I don't feel any danger. So I do see your anxiety and I have sensitivity towards it, but you're not, nothing's going to happen to you. I think you'll feel better in time, so you'll be okay. And I take this very, very seriously, so please know that. I'm going to look one other way to ease your mind, and then later on in the year, we're going to look at the other one, okay? I don't want to do it today. It's too soon. And I'm sure, yes, we're going to have better energy all the way around. All right, take a look. You're going to be perfect for both flights, actually. But we'll look again later. You don't like it. I know you don't like it, but I have the best cards for you. So and that's enough. You're good. Perfect, actually. You'll be so happy. It'll be easier than you expect. Okay. And your plan. I think you pre-plan for any event, but you're actually perfect. Okay, let's see who's next, and I hope that helps. You're very safe. All right. All right, good morning, everyone. I'm just looking for questions. Definitely good. Gail, where did you go? Happy Monday to all of you. You're showing me a lot of threes. So, Gail, I'm just going to answer it like this. So, my first hunch was March, which is the third month. And then 3 weeks from now, which is the sun in Pisces, which I don't know when you're leaving, but they keep pulling me to the month of March. So I know you're moving. And then maybe within three, I don't know what you would do for the first 3 weeks just to get a car. I just feel 3 weeks. I want to say 3 weeks later. Maybe you're going to look at three different vehicles like this. So just remember that number three. It's a good number. Okay. And I hope that helps. Let me just take a look at you moving ahead too. Here we go. Okay, she's moving now. So I would say within 3 weeks, I want you to look at three different vehicles. You have 3 weeks. I don't really want to make it. I don't want to change that. Sun in Pisces. You have to get a vehicle right away. I'm thinking to myself, is it 3 days? But part of me wants you to really like research, because I kind of feel like one of the vehicles, I'm a big no. Maybe we can get in touch and look at them when they happen. I just feel like the third one's a charm. That's how I feel. I do think within 3 weeks, you'll be a little situated. I don't know what you would do in the meantime, but I do feel that. So I hope that helps. Okay. Let me just pull these. They're showing me the sun in Pisces even here. They're showing me the Empresses and the Three of Cups. Lots and lots of threes. I think you'll be balanced. I think this is a really good move for you. I feel like you are going to be happier. I know it's sad what's happening now. I do not want to brush it under the carpet. I know you're a little disappointed with the way things have gone or are going initially, but then it's going to be so, so good for you. You are really coming into your own. I feel like you're going to tackle this new life in time. It's going to be joyful. As empaths, when we connect with people that aren't right for us, it's unbelievable how much we feel inside as far as like getting thrown off on our path, or perhaps being held back. They take so much brain space, energy, whatever it may be. And I feel like you've gone through some of this. So when you leave, when you move forward in your life, you are going to skyrocket. And I do hope that helps, okay? I feel really strongly about that. You're going to be happy. You're going to feel supported. You're going to feel loved. You're going to celebrate. And you're going to be shocked that you were able to stay where you were as long as you did. And you're going to get some great rewards coming ahead. So don't, but I want to say this to you. Don't push for the car, because somebody's going to try to sell you a lemon. So you're going to have to talk to me about it. But in any case, third one's a charm. Okay. That's how I feel. It's on the lighter side too. Well, I think there's one black one that would be really good in SUV. I feel that, but I'm seeing lighter color better. And then the other one is like in between, almost like a metallic-y gold or silver, something like this. Do not do that one. That's how I see it, okay? Rust is okay, like a off-red, you know, that's okay color. Black or white is great. That's it. All right. I hope that helps. Black, white, off-red. No metallic. I don't know where I'm going with that, but that's how I feel. Okay. Lois, let's take a look at you. I'm not worried about your son, but I see you're going to have some really great news any day. And it's going to be very, very good for him. So, like, honestly, I don't think just keep the faith is good. You don't have to say much. You're going to get some really good news. It's going to be his time. It's showing the first of the future. So it's not immediate like today or tomorrow, but it's definitely coming soon. And I feel good about that. It's also a larger, money position. And I think you're going to be really happy with the outcome of that as well as, so right now it's a little scary. And that's okay, but I feel good, okay? It's going to happen. I think just kind of being, like you said, how can I quietly help my son keep the faith? I would just do exactly that. Keep mom quiet kind of thing. It's happening already, okay? That feels good. Yeah. He's going to be better than he's ever been. But the test of patience, I know, is trying. All right. Just hang tight. Okay. One more time. Let me see. I'm just going to do something here real quick, guys. And we're going to go ahead and refresh. I feel like I'm missing something. And I'm going to go ahead and take care of this. Lois, less is more. But boy, is he going to land something, okay? So don't worry. All right, let's see who. Nadine, I see what you wrote, and I don't really want to race through this. I am going to say that your outcome looks good. I do feel like they're going to want to do it. You're going to check you again. I feel okay about it, hon. I'm going to go ahead and follow up with you on this because it's way too fast for the topic. And she's asking about a biopsy, everyone. I just want you to know. But at the same time, I too feel like this is going to lead you to an exploration. Of course, I'm not a medical doctor. I can't say yay or nay. But I will follow up with you because I will look at it for you with more depth, okay? All right, too important to be whimsical about it, so we'll get to it. I'm not worried about you. I know you're going to be fine, so we'll talk about that. And at the same time, I think you're in great hands. That's very positive. and we'll talk. And I think it's going to turn out to be something a little off the beaten path. That's like, okay, we'll get there together. Okay. All right, everybody. Thank you so much for being here. Serena, thank you for being my producer, and to your family who's so supportive over there. And everyone, please stay tuned for the amazing Lori Love coming up next. I'll see you tomorrow night over at 1-2 Academy at 6 o'clock Pacific. Bye, everybody. Have a great week.